Hello and welcome to another edition of the Dopey Tuesday teaser episode. And the purpose of the Dopey Tuesday teaser episode is to drive you like little dogs or lemmings to Patreon, where the full episode is on Tuesday. So go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast and you can join us, me and Heart Attack Doug, talking on Patreon. And there's so many values to being on Patreon. Tomorrow morning, we do the Wednesday Dopey Patreon Zoom. Fucking, there's extra videos, there's extra shows, there's the, tomorrow's the recovery Zoom. Saturday, I believe, we're doing the Patreon Zoom. It's funny because last week I said we were doing it tonight, and I think people are just so used to me not coming through with the Patreon Zoom. Nobody even questioned if I was going to do it or not, which I didn't do it, which is a terrible, terrible thing, I think. Anyway, I just want to welcome all the Billy Strings fans. Billy Strings was probably our biggest episode, probably our biggest guest ever in terms of impact, in terms of like Rolling Stone wrote a piece about it. People Magazine wrote a piece about it. Some country magazine wrote a piece about it. Fucking Yahoo News wrote a piece about it. Billy Strings is very important. 75 iTunes or Spotify comments, which is by far a record. Usually we get 12 or 20, but 75, mostly positive. It's like normally on the show I read Spotify reviews, but now that we have this many, it's going to be hard. Let me see if there's any Spotify reviews from last week before we get to this. The Tuesday teaser rarely has Spotify reviews. I have a feeling I read the Spotify reviews on the actual show. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was Sean's nasty, soft white underbelly quote. And then Lady Lovely Locks says, "I just found your podcast because of Billy. I haven't seen your soft white underbelly appearance, but I kind of hate the guy that runs it. I feel like he gets off on exploiting addicts at their lowest point, and you seem kind of the opposite of that." And then Harold Sargent thinks that the description of this last week's teaser was very cinematic, and then it's fucked up because I think AI wrote that cinematic description. Now I'm going to read you some of the incredible comments about Billy Strings. First, Tyler says, "Funny, Dave is now just reading Spotify comments and very excited and happy about it. Love you, Dave. Tyler from Atlanta. Me not say toodles." Moody Tim says, "Sean's right. You bombed on soft white underbelly, but I love what you've been doing. I've been listening since day one. I didn't realize what an old man you are until I saw you on soft white underbelly. I'll come up with another good email soon since you stole my dope. I'll come up with another good email soon since jail stole my dopey socks. Keep doing what you do, brother. Sockless dope fiend." When you read brother without an R, it sounds better than brother, I think. Moody Tim, I don't know why you're looking for socks and dissing me at the same time, but I think you just got yourself a pair of dopey socks. Send in a short voicemail on how jail stole your dopey socks. Marissa Manzanares says, "The rawness and vulnerability Billy shows up with every single time, both on stage and off, is something to be admired. What a privilege. That's privilege to be alive at the same time as him." Dawn Bear, "Really outstanding interview. So much love for Billy. It's crazy how opening yourself up to being vulnerable by speaking truth is what ultimately makes you stronger. It comes through the music and touches us all." Here we go, Sean. "Superb dopey guest. I like when he mentions being blocked from living in the moment because of fear and losing everything. I love Billy Strings. Seems like such a genuine down-to-earth dude. Great all-around episode. Thanks, Dave, for another banger." Earl, hippie Earl Donahue, says, "Dude, I'm still so fucking jazzed to find out you got Billy motherfucking Strings on the show. He is the realest, coolest musician on the scene right now. This story is breathtaking. I always knew he came from shit. It's amazing to hear the intricacies. Your interviewer skills are really shining in this episode. Hell yeah, Dave. Yeah, I have to say that my big interview technique with Billy Strings was just to shut the fuck up. Take the cotton out of my mouth, or take the cotton out of my ears. You got to take the cotton out of your ears and stick it in your mouth. That's what I did in the Billy Strings interview. All I could imagine were all these comments saying, I don't know why Dave didn't shut the fuck up and let Billy talk. So that was my strategy. Cody Lucas Nottingham says, this was a phenomenal interview that truly shined the light on more of the environment that molded Billy into who he is today. You can hear the emotion. Incredible job, Dave. Thanks, Cody. Shoesnit says, oh, Billy, endless thanks for your vulnerability. This interview is utterly enthralling, heartfelt, and heartbreaking. It unapologetically brought me to tears for all the reasons. I lost my mother recently and certainly share your grief. Take care of yourself and your family. The goats will always be here. Excellent idea on the me and my mom thing, Dave. Let's make that a reality. R.I.P. Deb. Okay, I'm going to read one more. You don't want to hear fucking 70 of these. Man, this is Ms. Livis, 21, says, man, this is such a heartbreaking story. Bravo for creating a safe space for Billy to share. I admire him endlessly and send him nothing but love. Yeah, I'm going to read more of the Billy Strings comments on the Friday show. That's all I'm going to do for now. We've had Doug on the Tuesday show for a few weeks in a row now. And the other week, we recorded in my car by the Great South Bay, and I read a letter, a hand-delivered letter to Katz's Deli, but it didn't make it into last week's show, so I'm going to put it right here. Hold on.
So, you want to hear something really cool that happened?
Sure.
Somebody, where's that black bag?
I don't know. There's like 50 bags in here.
Where's the black
bag? Is that a fucking Christmas tree?
I don't know. Here. So,
what is that?
I come to Katz's yesterday. What the fuck? Where is it?
What are you looking for this? No, something really heavy in here.
Here.
Why is that all these bags?
Fuck. All right, so I go to Katz's, you know, definitely one time a week, sometimes more than that. And I went in yesterday, and somebody came up to me with a package. It was like a round package kind of in this shape with a note tied to it.
The fuck is that?
And... do you want to read the note? Can you see? Can you read?
Oh, boy. Dear Dave, my boyfriend Jacob and I are huge fans of the show. He found these cookies while working at a, what is that? Something in a vineyard? Is it a vineyard in Germany?
He found these cookies while working at a vineyard in Germany where, while in the fields, he'd listen to Dopey all day. I think it put him in the top 0.001% of listeners on Spotify 1 year or something.
Nice.
Anyway, he's convinced you'll love these cookies. I think that as an American, as an addict, they might not be sweet enough for you. They are fully made out of spelt, which is also called dinkel, though, so maybe they are healthy, which I think you might appreciate. Plus, their name is pretty great, too. Germans don't always realize how funny they are being, which makes it better. Anyways, hopefully the cooks at Katz leave you at least one cookie to try. Would love to hear your review of them on the show. If you do, could you shout out Ira and Phil? They introduced me to Dopey and have plenty great Dopey stories I've been trying to convince them to send in. Maybe this will push them. And also, please... send some hope to Medi, who is struggling. I'd like to ask one last favor. This is my first time visiting New York. I love it. It's really just like how I imagined it in my head. I realized how rare it is when that happens. But I wanted to ask if you have any places to recommend to go hear some live ska. If so, please send your recommendations to my email.
She lives in Germany?
My Instagram got deleted by Meta. One thing we have in common. Love you, Dave. Thank you for Dopey and all the good times.
We gotta add a handwritten letter.
I wonder if you ever thought someone would travel specifically to Katz's to be able to see a part of the history of Dopey and of you. LOL.
Ooh.
Fucking toodles for Chris. Soul.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is beautiful.
Do you want to try the cookie?
Now, just try the cookie. Are German people, right? German folks?
Yeah, here.
You're good?
Yeah.
You're all good with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What, Germans?
I'm not eating a fucking cookie. I don't know where it came from.
It came from Germany.
You have one.
All right.
You eat one first.
This
might be a setup to put fucking me out permanently.
I
can't. I'm going to the hospital tomorrow. I can't eat that cookie. I don't know what's in it.
It's Dinkel. Spelt.
What is spelt?
I don't know. We got to look it up. Here.
Speaking the Deutsch.
Let's see. Here, break it in half. I'll take half of it. Spelt.
It's going to shatter. Yeah.
You're taking that tiny piece? You gotta, what the fuck is that? You gotta, that's not enough.
70s disco?
That's not enough cookie. You're not gonna get a good flavor.
I'm going into the hospital. I can't be pounding fucking cookies.
Just have one cookie.
I have a cookie. I have a cookie in my hand.
That's a tiny piece. Spelt is a type of wheat often called German wheat or farro grande. It is an ancient grain with a nutty flavor. It is a good source of fiber, iron, magnesium, and protein.
Is there gluten in it?
And it contains gluten. And is not suitable for people with celiac disease.
Yeah, well, I can't eat this then.
You don't have celiac disease.
I am gluten fucking non-tolerant. Take this cookie out of my hand before I fucking pass out.
You hate gays and gluten. All right, thanks, Doug. Thanks, Sol.
All right, that was a moment last week with Doug. And now I'm going to play the teaser. This is kind of in the middle of the show. I don't know why, but this is going to be a teaser from the middle of the show. Me and Doug, if you want to sign up. Oh, you can also hear the Billy String Show without any ads on Dopey Patreon. I mean, there's rehab ads, but there's no inserted ads. So go join Dopey Patreon at www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast, and here is me and Doug, Spreckenzy Doug.
Doey, doey, doey.
All right, we have a lot of stuff to talk about. First of all, the bald Long Islander that I recorded out here was Tank Sinatra. Do you know who that is? He's this muscle-bound, probably steroids-taking meme maker that if you go get your gas at certain stations, he pops up on the screen and talks shit. You know who I'm talking about?
No.
He's some Long Island guy who makes memes. Tank Sinatra.
You hate memes.
I don't hate memes.
Okay.
I just, Tank Sinatra came up with his white Tesla. He has like 10 million followers on Instagram.
Really?
Recorded here. He was on Shark Tank. He actually pitched a game about memes on Shark Tank.
Wow.
I liked him. He had 13 years sober, but he refused to share our interview, and he refused to share even just to mention he was on the show. And then he got a flat tire in my driveway, which I like that. But the fact that he couldn't share that he was on the show, you know what I did after that? Persona non grata. Scorched earth. Unfollowed, because that's how I am. I'm a petty motherfucker.
You are.
I'm a
fucking relentless.
I'm a petty motherfucker.
Fucking throat slitter.
Am I the most petty person
you've ever?
Really?
I've never met anyone as vicious and fucking
petty.
Not even petty.
Do you think I'm more petty than Tom Petty?
Yeah.
I'm pettier than Tom.
You are.
All right. So you loved we didn't even talk about the Billy Strings interview. You listened to it, obviously.
It was incredible.
Everyone says it's the best interview I've ever done.
It's
before we get to the interview, do you want to hear the anti-AI? Listen to this. This is crazy. You ready?
Go ahead.
This was before the interview. This is we were talking about the AI. I don't think we're going to get to any of the topics today, by the way. This is from Kevin Sherry. This message, if that's his real name.
That's a pretty cool name.
You love everyone's name.
I do.
Hello. This message really aggravated me.
Go ahead.
Hello. I've been a listener since the very beginning. I heard Baby Back Ribs the day you published it. That was a big Dopey moment. I made Chris sing the Baby Back Ribs song. He would go, I want my baby back. And I went, Chili's Baby Back Ribs. You know. Mm. Anyway, we could probably do that. You could actually handle that.
I probably could, yeah.
Chris couldn't handle it. It's very funny. I've been a listener since the very beginning. I heard Baby Back Ribs the day you published it. It's funny, I never tried to do that again, the Baby Back Ribs. We did that, and we did The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
That's a tough one to sing.
I loved the friendship of the early podcasts.
and continued to be inspired by the determination and growth of everything you've done to continue the podcast after that. I listen every week.
Nice.
And I recorded a little conversation with John Bucati about this too, but I want to hear your take also.
Go ahead.
The AI image generation you are using for your podcast images is repulsive and morally bankrupt. And he's not talking about the old picture of you. He's talking about in general, in theory.
Mm.
The all AI is stealing. I don't even go let her out, please. All AI is stealing. I don't even have to explain this anymore. Tech billionaires steal artists' images from the internet to train their AI because they don't care about any living thing. I'm an artist who Anthropic illegally used to train their AI. We are in a lawsuit about it. I don't know what that means, but using AI art is also extremely lazy and shows a contempt for all artists. I really thought that you, Dave, were an artist. But he says that with a question mark. Were an artist? So this makes me super confused and really disappointed with you.
Wow. Mr. Sherry.
I don't feel very good about that, Mr. Sherry. You know what I'm thinking for Mr. Sherry. Using AI art in the image for the podcast makes it look like the content is partially computer generated. Is your content partially computer generated?
No.
Well, I make the whole thing on a computer. Sometimes I even use an AI music thing. I don't fucking care, Mr. Sherry. Anyway, let me continue. You are somewhat of a role model. It's nice.
Hmm.
Instead of standing up for artists, you choose to do the easy, lazy route and steal from artists with a question mark. It's a bad precedent, and it tells other people that it's okay to steal, and it's okay to subjugate artists and their artwork. Dave, this is my red line. Stop using the AI art. Come back to the light. AI is the destruction of a piece of our humanity. Using AI is akin to giving up, giving in, relapsing. You aren't in the right headspace if you think using AI images is okay. I don't want to quit Patreon. You ready for the threat?
Yeah.
And I don't want to stop listening because of this.
Mm-hmm.
But sadly, I will have to stop.
He's taking a stance, Mr. Sherry.
If you... How do you pronounce it?
Mr. Sherry.
If you continue to use AI, it clearly says something about your personality and morals.
People do see you with a very autistic flair, and
what
I
do
can
kind of autistic or artistic.
No, I didn't say autistic. You know,
you said autistic.
I said artistic.
Did you say autistic?
I think
on purpose?
I think I pronounced
you
my
said,
R is way too long.
You said
autistic.
You said autistic. You said I have a very autistic flair.
You know what I mean?
Did like, you mean artistic?
Don't you paint too, or you know?
Not well.
Yeah, and then your wife is really good at that shit.
Listen,
too.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to ask you the question first.
Yeah.
It's like...
I don't like this whole AI shit, to be honest with you.
That picture of you was so accurate.
That one, I mean, that was cool. It's a cool little picture. But the other one that you made me when I look like I'm 90
No, that's
dying,
the one I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
I think this one I'm going to AI you in a hospital bed. I'm going to AI
What's
you
What's going to happen when we lose like 40% of the fucking jobs?
I don't care.
Nobody's
Listen,
doing
please,
real art anymore.
Break. This is what I'm going to do. This one for Kevin Sherry. Yeah. I'm going to AI
Boy,
you.
Boy, that was really bland.
AI you.
Kevin Sherry.
In a hospital bed with animals all around you drinking sherry. with maybe the bed will be made of cherries.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like what he's upset about, I think it's because I was fucking around with AI and I said, ChatGPT, make me a dopey graphic that has an Indian wearing a headdress, a Hasidic Jew, some punk rock guys sitting around a campfire, and write dopey recovery on top of it. And it did.
Yeah, I know. Not only that.
Did you see it?
There was also a top 100 song right now that's AI generated too, I think. And that's flipping people out, man.
Did you see the graphic I'm talking about?
Let me see.
I mean, I love the Doug. I mean, the Doug AI graphics are some of my favorite of all time. I mean, how good is this? Amazing. Look how it spells. Oh, look how it spells God. Only.
Oh, somebody else saw that.
It
too.
Puts a K in only.
What the fuck?
Look how they make it look here.
Yeah, that.
That's not you.
No, I know. There's another one of me where you did on a video and made me look 15 years.
Look at this AI. Look at this.
Yeah.
The flowers are. It's AI of a praying mantis.
It is cool, with, but it's also like space age shit.
But it's like, why hate on it? It's like, what's the difference?
Because it's only gonna take over everything.
I mean, but it's
will
like,
there be any artists left? Will there be any musicians left? Will there be any actors left? I mean, where does the line get drawn?
I feel like
John's an artist, isn't he? Your friend
Sherry or Bucati? He never stops. Oh, Kevin Sherry, not John Sherry.
Sherry,
fucking. John never stops sending me stupid AI art because he doesn't give a shit.
Well, he was a D1 football player too.
But the whole thing in general is like when synthesizers came out, they said that's not music.
Well, and then when Queen used them, they hated it. And they hated when Eddie Van Halen went to the keyboard. But this is a little different.
Let me keep
the artist
going.
Is still playing.
They hated synthesizers. They hated MIDI. When you could do a string quartet on a guitar.
That's true.
They hated sequencing.
Yes.
When you could have loops. They hated sampling.
Backing tracks, yeah,
they
sampling.
They hated Google.
Yeah.
They hate everything new.
I think this is a whole different ball game.
Well, that's what they said about everything.
All right.
That's what
see.
They said about everything. And I think if you're an artist, and I'll say this. It's like you go to Costco. You love Costco.
I love Costco.
But if you go to Costco.
I love and hate Costco.
And I think that's how people feel about AI. You go to Costco and you buy prepared food, it tastes like fucking garbage.
It's fucking trash. It's those chickens, just, whatever you do, don't eat those chickens. Those chickens are on steroids. They're in a plastic bag being heated into a plastic bag with more microplastics in you. This is just my little Costco chicken thing. So.
Okay, fine. But even if you forget the Costco chicken, the ribs... Or even just,
shit.
I'm talking about the prepared food.
Even the cakes that you buy for the anniversary.
No, I don't buy them there anymore.
Never prepared. You go to King Colin.
I go to King Colin. I go to Stop and Shop.
There's only 75 chemicals in that one.
Fucking, I'm done with that cake.
Why can't a fucking cake just be a cake?
You're so fucking full of shit.
Why can't it just be a cake?
You fucking put chemicals. Stop. It's like you take some stance that you don't follow. You're not all natural in any way.
I'm not.
You do lots of weird shit, and then you act like you don't do weird shit. Just hold it. Hold it for a sec. Costco food doesn't taste like food. AI art doesn't really look like art. Mm. You can beg it to be art. It won't look like art. It's always going to be manufactured. When it writes for you, it sucks.
Yeah.
There's some music that it's made that's pretty good. You want to hear some music that I like? All right. If you want to hear some AI music that I like, go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. I just ate the Dinkel cookies. They're pretty good. I just finished them. Delicious. I want to thank the Germans again for bringing them. I want to apologize to Tank Sinatra. I mean, it just hurt me that he didn't promote it. When people with large followings come on the show and don't promote it, don't share it, it hurts my feelings. I'm a very sensitive and petty person. Anyway, hope you guys are all doing fantastically. Go to, again, www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. And there's other big news. Big news is it turns out my eyes are fucked up and I need glasses. And I went and got glasses and I'm going to go get my glasses. So the next time, I wouldn't say the next time you saw me, I think at the Zoom tomorrow morning, I'm going to be wearing fucking glasses like a nerd. All right. See you tomorrow. Stay strong, my brothers and sisters in and out of recovery, and fucking toodles for Chris. I want to be good so bad.